Then there were results of the Phase 3 Quantum First study that were presented by Professor Radovan Vrohak of the University Hospital Zagreb in Croatia. The Quantum First study is the first randomized trial examining the efficacy and safety of a specific FLT3 inhibitor in patients with acute myeloid leukemia and FLT3 internal tandem duplication receiving up to 3 years of continuation therapy after standard high-dose cytarabine consolidation or ASCT in first clinical remission, explained Professor Vrohak. In the Quantum First trial, 539 participants between 18 and 75 years of age were randomized 1-to-1 to additional quizartinib during induction consolidation and continuation or to a placebo. After a median follow-up of 39 months, the primary endpoint of overall survival was met, with a median overall survival of 31.9 months versus 15.1 months, and a hazard ratio of 0.77 and a p-value of 0.032. Here, Professor Vrohak presented additional findings from the subset of patients who underwent ASCT in first clinical remission. In total, 157 patients underwent ASCT in first clinical remission. A multivariate analysis in this subset of patients showed that both treatment with quizartinib with a hazard ratio of 0.77, as well as ASCT in first clinical remission with a hazard ratio of 0.42, had a positive and significant impact on overall survival. Professor Vrohak commented that these results were significant irrespective of pre-ASCT MRD status. In conclusion, quizartinib provided a clinically meaningful improvement in overall survival compared with standard induction and consolidation therapy alone in patients with newly diagnosed acute myeloid leukemia with FLT3 internal tandem duplication, irrespective of whether patients underwent ASCT in first clinical remission.